Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Boys, I'll just interrupt you there because Campbell Graham is on the Triple M NRL hotline now. He's a Rabbitohs boy. He's a local kid from the local area and he's on the phone now. Campbell Graham, welcome for the first time to the Sunday Sinbin.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You know what? I did enjoy Campbell as a Rabbitohs supporter. It was nil all. And next time you guys gave Manly the ball back, we were up 20-0.
Yeah, the first 8 minutes of the game I thought were a real challenge. The arm wrestle was pretty tight there, and then it sort of opened up for us. Manly come up with an error, and we were able to capitalise off that. And we were just focused on completing our sets, to be honest, and a few opportunities came up about 10 minutes into the first half, and we really focused on just sticking to the basics. I know it sounds cliche, but that's what worked for us last night, and opportunities came up and we were able to take them. So, yeah.
Campbell, congratulations. Four in a row for the Bunnies now, and it sets it up for this blockbuster Thursday night against the Eels at Bankwest. What have South Sydney got to do to claim a major scalp against one of the top four, top five sides? Because we've seen you be able to carve up against the sides beneath you on the ladder, but to date, we haven't seen you be able to get the job done against some of those better teams.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we're going to look at this week, I think, is probably defensively. I feel like we were probably a bit disappointed to leak three tries in the second half. And, against the better teams, you can't really take the foot off the throat there. You want to sort of keep them, you want to keep the pressure on them as much as you can for the whole 80. And I thought the first 40 was obviously a very, very good one for us, but that second 40 is probably where we want to improve and, really focus on our defence. And, it would have been a goal for us to keep Manly to nil last night. And, they came out and scored a few tries on us. So that's something that we'll probably look at. And that's probably something that we'll need to improve if we want to, take it to the top 10.
Campbell, we saw Wayne obviously been away a couple of weeks. We saw him in the coach's box. He was having a laugh. And he looked pretty happy. What did he say afterwards to you guys?
Yeah, he was very pleased with our performance overall. The first 40, like I said, was pretty, we really went under the pump at all in defence just because we were completing an attack and made it very easy for ourselves. It's a very enjoyable game when you're completing sets and, you don't have to defend too much in your line. You're not under pressure. So, he was very happy after the game. But, short turnaround. We've got Parra this week and I know that'll be a tough one. So we can't get too ahead of ourselves. It was a great win. But, you've got to try to put that behind you pretty quick in the short turnaround. So, yeah.
Hey, Campbell, when Wayne Bennett was coaching the Broncos 20 years ago when he was 70, he used to hand out fines. He used to hand out fines if people were late or whatever. I don't know whatever happened to the money because he's such a tight ass. But did you did you guys get together, the senior players, and fine him for breaking COVID?
No, the fines came in just after he broke COVID rule, which is a bit of a coincidence there.
So yeah, maybe what about the team fine?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, we're getting fined for penalties and whatnot. So, that's probably a good point. I should bring that up the next team meeting. But
No. Get someone like Sam Burgess to bring it up. Okay? And you just sit there quiet.
I want to take my voice away and tell me no one about that. I'll be asking one of the senior boys to do that. But, Sam's in charge of fining us for penalties and stuff. So I'll take it to him.
Speaking of Sam Burgess, Campbell, talk to us a little bit about his influence around the group since he's come back inside the South Sydney bubble, because the club was sort of stuttering along and you'd win one, you'd lose one, and you weren't really setting the world on fire. But it seems as though since Sam's been back in and around the group more, that there's been some more consistency across the board in terms of your performances.
Yeah, he's huge for us, Sam. At training, he really sort of, he really pushes us to get our mindset right for games and, take a lot of pride in the jersey. And, no one does that more than Sam. He's, take pride in the club. And he's really, really pushed that on us this year. And he's been into the senior players about taking on some extra responsibilities there and, leading by example and us younger lads, follow suit. So he's been huge for us there, and he's been working real hard with the middles as well. And especially the boys coming off the bench, I think they've done a great job for us. We've worked very closely with them, so I think it's going to show on the field.
Campbell, probably before the season started, everyone knew you had a great back line, but the question mark was over your forward pack. They seem to have stepped up to the challenge. Have they spoken about that as a group?
Yeah, like I just touched on, the bench especially really impressed lately. And, you know, Keon Colomatoni, Paddy Mago, and, you know, players like Mark Nichols have really been in great form for us. And they've been huge coming off the bench. And, you know, starting middles like Tom and Junior, they're probably in, you know, somewhat career best form. And, you know, Cam's very consistent through the middle. So, you know, the middles are really laying a platform for us, and it makes job on the edge a lot easier. It creates opportunities for Cody and Reno, and, you know, the couple of tries there last night where, you know, I know we scored on the wing, but all the work was done through the middles, quick play the balls, and we just got to execute on the edges, which we were able to do last night. So, you know, I can't give them enough raps, especially, like I said, the younger boys coming off the bench.
Yeah, good on you. Good to catch up with you, Campbell. Congratulations to the Rabbitohs. As we always say, when they have a win, glory, glory.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.